Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. ...853, Monday morning on KSJE. It's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell, from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis is joining us remotely. There he is. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going this morning?
It's good. How's everybody doing? I hope you're doing great.
So far, so good for a Monday morning, right? But what's been going on? Let's talk about some of the technology news that you've been noticing since we talked last week. What's been going on?
Well, cyber attacks, those are always going on. But some interesting ones, Las Vegas.
Yes.
Not the city, but various casinos in Las Vegas were hit with a cyber attack. Their reservation systems were hit and ATMs were hit. So that has resulted in some of these casinos being unable to book people and unable to push out cash, which is big for a casino, right? There's not a lot of people that I've worked at a casino before. There's not a lot of people that use their cards. They like to get cash out so that, maybe the husband or wife doesn't know what they're using the money for. I don't know. But without ATMs, it's kind of crippled some of these casinos. That was a week ago, and they're still trying to get back up and running.
Wow, interesting. I thought I'd heard that maybe some of the hacking or the incident was affecting maybe like those electronic, keys that folks have now for their doors. Like you can use your phone to unlock your hotel room door, and that was being causing problems at some of the bigger resorts. Is that part of this?
Yeah, and that's possible because the online reservation system, those systems are kind of they encompass a lot of things, and a lot of those control the key cards as well. So, yeah, I would imagine that's definitely part of the deal. It's amazing that it's taking them so long to get back up and running. I would imagine there are various IT organizations in those casinos that are probably trying to bring up backups and things of that nature.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So that's an issue, and of course you always warn us about, being vulnerable to hacking or cyber problems and things like that. So it'll be interesting to find out how this happened, right? Of how folks, got into their system or was able to compromise their systems.
Yeah, and again, protection is not that complicated. Keep backups, keep your updates going, make sure you have good antivirus. There's a lot of other stuff you can do, but, there's some key things. Protect your passwords. Don't give them to anyone. Don't make your password simple to guess.
Yeah.
Password is not a good password. You know how it goes.
I hear you. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Okay, very good. Story that I'm looking at here from Axios that Getty AI image maker is hoping to be lawsuit safe. There's been issues that you can't copyright images made by AI and things along that line. Getty Images is a big purveyor of those file photos that we might see accompanying articles or other things, right, that folks can buy. And they're saying that they've got this new technology that maybe can build these images through AI and not have them open to lawsuits, maybe be able to be copywritten. So I don't know. We'll see. But
yeah,
you've heard about some of that, right?
Yes, I have, and I'm curious to see exactly how that particular lawsuit proof will come out, because like you said, there's a lot of lawsuits going on, and a lot of these AI generated images are coming out too. Right now, just as a side note, if you do a Google search for Tank Man, it used to come up with that iconic image of the guy in Tiananmen Square standing in front of the tank. You all remember that. Right now, if you do that search, the thing that comes up in the top of the search engine is a completely fake AI-generated selfie of somebody with the Tank Man. But it's AI-gen. So, AI-generated images, they're all over the place, right? And, we got to figure out how we're going to do with them, how we're going to deal with them legislative wise as well as in other ways.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Very good. What else are you noticing this week?
Well, amongst all the hacks, you know, we talked about Vegas. Clorox was hacked, and it got into their supply chain, basically their delivery system. So now we're kind of short in the world on Clorox supplies. So if you want to get bleach, you know, you might want to try to see if you can get it out. And the criminal court in The Hague has been hacked. Uh-oh. That, it, to me, is interesting. They're not giving a lot of details about it, but they're basically saying that, you know, it's affecting their information systems. What actually happened, whether people got away with information or did other things, remains to be seen. But the International Criminal Court in The Hague says that yes, it has been hacked.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. Well, I guess again, no one is really safe from some of these things. If someone's really wanting to get into your system, I guess they could find a way to do it in some cases, right?
Oh yeah. It's, you know, again, we want to protect ourselves, but, you know, just for individual people, be diligent, right?
Right. Very true. All right. Well, Lewis, I think we're almost out of time this week, but thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you, everyone, and have a great week.
All right. You too. Thanks so much. That's Lewis Campbell. He's from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday at this time for our Monday reboot right here on KSJE. Farmington. Have a great Monday, everyone. See you back here tomorrow morning. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.